5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So the history of this is kind of curious because at one stage, the Greens in this country were, like apparently the Greens in the UK now, prepared to endorse polyamory, but then that fell over for political reasons. What happened there?
Well, it's absolutely right. Sarah Hanson-Young, the senator from South Australia, had promised the polyamory action lobby that she would go into bat for legal equality and marriage equality, which included those polyamorous marriages or relationships. And when she was put under pressure, she then recanted from that, which disappointed a lot of the Greens members. And, of course, I was demonised for putting this on the record and saying that if you seek to redefine marriage to include anything other than, you know, the normal male-female relationship, as we have, it would continue to lead to demands for further redefinition. And the Greens went crazy, the media went crazy, members of my own party went crazy, even though the slippery slope argument has been proved correct again and again and again in matters like this.
Well, I remember that when it happened, and I thought to myself at the time, but it's already happening. It was already happening. Some of the states of the US, which have a history of polygamy, had spokesmen who came out and said in so many words, if the gays can get married, why can't we? Why can't we have several wives or husbands or any combination that you can dream up? But that was already established that they were asking for that, and yet that seemed to be ignored locally.
Well, that's right, because a lot of the activists in this space don't want the truth of their agenda to be exposed. And, you know, if you want to go back to the slippery slope argument, if you will, there was a Senate inquiry into same-sex marriage, and you know, former Chief Justice Michael Kirby, he said that the question before the Parliament at the moment is the question of equality for homosexual people. There may be, in some future time, some other question. The lesson in courts and in the Parliament, I suggest, is you have to take matters step by step. And the problem we have is that this is the agenda of the Greens movement. Let's undermine marriage as it stands. Let's get some incremental advance. I would say it's a decline in the nature of the relationship. But then we'll push for more and more and more. And such an approach has been upheld by the High Court of Australia when they were ruling on the ACT same-sex marriage laws. They said once it's accepted that marriage can include, or cannot be confined to a union having the tradition between a man and a woman, why can't it be extended to polygamous marriages? Who are we to deny religious or personal beliefs in this regard?
So why is it then that anybody says this, which to my mind has been pretty well established in other parts of the Western world? Now we have this story here with this lady, Ms. Bennett, making the conversations in conversation with Pink News, which is the LGBT website. A Dr. Redfern John Barrett said, at present those in a trio, a three-way relationship, are denied marriage equality and as a result face a considerable amount of legal discrimination. As someone living with his two boyfriends in a stable long-term relationship, I would like to know what your stance is on polyamory rights. Is there room for green support on group civil partnerships or marriages? So Ms. Bennett said we don't have a policy at the moment, but we are uniquely in this country a party whose policies are developed and voted for by our members. We've led the way on many issues related to the liberalisation of legal status in adult consenting relationships, and we're open to further conversation and consultation. Then we've got a couple of examples here. A Liberal Democrat candidate for the Parliament in the UK recently disclosed she's living in a polyamorous relationship, no details. And Zoe O'Connell, who's running in Essex, was born male and is in a relationship with Sarah Brown and Sylvia Knight, a married couple. So Sarah, Sylvia and Zoe, who apparently has crossed the gender divide, would apparently all like to be taking advantage of what the Greens are proposing they're open to.
Well, this is a characteristic, as I said, of the Greens. There is certainly an agenda that's running. It's now out in the open in the UK. And if we look at the UK experience, they said, let's have civil unions first for same-sex couples, then let's have gay marriage, and we won't force pastors or religious to marry them. There's now an open campaign to force pastors and, you know, religious clergy to marry same-sex couples in churches. And you've got this fringe movement, which has been endorsed basically by the head of the Greens in the UK,
Yeah. Head
of an election, saying they're open to trios or multi-member relationships.
But unless it's changed in the last 24 hours, to the best of my knowledge, the spokespeople for any of the groups who are pushing for gay marriage bridle at the very idea, as happened to you back in 2013, this might lead to polygamy.
Well,
why did they do that? Are they afraid that the public isn't ready to accept that, but they will accept two people of the same sex in a marriage ceremony?
They know full well the public thinks that this is not a very sensible idea. And what they're doing is they're saying, we're going to confine our arguments to one particular thing. But I would say to them, they open themselves to exactly the same accusation that they level at anyone else who opposes it. And that they are bigoted or narrow-minded or they're dinosaurs, all the things they've said about me. The only thing I've ever said is that I think marriage as an institution should be confined between a man and a woman, and we shouldn't redefine it. We have no legal discrimination in this country, which could be a matter of some debate, but marriage is and should remain what it always has been. Now, I've been confronted by some of the homosexual lobby in this regard, and when I say to them, well, what about if three people love each other and want to get married, and they say, that's disgusting. And I say, so you've got a line in the sand yourself. Could I accuse you of being a bigot? And to which they get most upset.
Just on that score about the legal definition, it would appear that Bill Shorten has put Tanya Plibersek back in her box because while he was away, she was suggesting that the party should make it a platform that all should agree, no conscience vote, no divergence, and everybody should agree in the Labor Party that gay marriage was a go, but he's not prepared to be in it. She tried to make it a legal issue. Do you have any thoughts on any of that?
Well, absolutely I do. And it's not surprising because originally when the left of the Labor movement wanted to change the party platform, they wanted to make it compulsory for the party or part of the platform that it supports gay marriage, taking away any conscience or any decision by individuals which the caucus would be bound by. Now, when that was exposed very early, they decided to change their tune and go for a conscience vote. But what Tanya Plibersek and others who have been in this space, including Senator Doug Cameron and Senator Penny Wong, who have endorsed the change to the party platform, what that's undermined is any sense of fairness or notion that people, this is a matter of conscience, because to them it's not. To them it is an ideological agenda that they want to proceed and pursue. And it opens the door, as I said many years ago, to many other demands for redefinition, which will fulfill the same criteria. Who are we to judge? Who are we to stop people loving each other? Why does it matter if it's two or three or more? Why are, you know, people have religious beliefs about this, aspects of it, including, you know, in the Muslim culture. You can have multiple wives. In other cultures, you can have multiple wives, even husbands. It opens a can of worms. I don't think we should do it. And I, quite frankly, think the Australian people don't think we should do it either. But no one wants to put it to a referendum or a plebiscite because I think they know they'd lose.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.